Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I like podcasts because I was told podcasts because I have so much to say on my podcasts. But they are true, so because I do podcasts, I have to do more than music because I prefer to talk about my music because promote my music. But realistically, it also became a way for me to express myself. Do I imagine a career as a podcaster? Yes, I am already doing it. Something's wrong with it, so that's why I think I'm not getting paid with some of my podcast, a lot of my podcasts. So I'm changing my podcast. So it's going to be changed next month. So I'll let you know more about it. When I talk about things, I put a disclaimer that I don't mention anybody's names. Everything is truthful because legally, that's all it is. Well, anyway, I was sad yesterday because of something related to my father. You know, he passed away a long time ago. I was sad because my dreams didn't happen in music yet because it's been so long. And I started to cry about my father's death. And I want to let you know, if you're a man, or you can cry. Anyone say that a man cannot cry? Something wrong with them mentally? They're immature? Because that's why a lot of men don't live long, because they keep their emotions to themselves. Well, anyway, so cry as much as you can, because you'd be healthier if you don't. If you don't cry, you have more health issues, and don't listen to those falsehoods. Just like they used to say, like, smoke cigarettes is cool. Smoke cigarettes can cause lung cancer. Same thing. Men and women can cry. So I cry. I cry because I had a very hard life. And I was telling my mom today, I didn't come out to L.A. to see my dream broken. But it might not have came true. It might not come true. And it's so sad because I put so many years into it. I don't like when somebody say, I think that and I'm being facetious or say that I made it. I did not. When you made it, you actually make money from a song, lots of money. You know, like you get a salary, you make 50 grand, 100 grand, you know, that's when you make it regularly. And you get a gold record, you get an opportunity to make a Grammy, and that's like a hot lottery system. So I didn't make it. Then they said because my music was released. My music was released to an indie label. Indie label's like, they're not, it's like being released by myself. It's not, it's promotion. But it's not, it doesn't necessarily get you to the bigger time. You have to be with a major label to get to the big time. But it gets you out there, promotion, to get to the next level. Some indie labels have major label possibilities and some really good businessmen. Yes, in that sense, some do. But I didn't make it. And when I moved here, I had no idea. When I moved here in 2004, I had no idea that I was going to deal with some craziness, the form of homeless or people in my neighborhood or builder who didn't know how to mind their business. I didn't come to move buy a home to deal with that. I was lucky to get the home because I was so poor. My friend helped me, and I got a loan to get it. I was actually about to leave L.A., but lucky to get this home. I was on, I did so much. And then I released these singles, and I performed a little, even performed on podcasts. I performed in front of people. I performed nearly 20 years in front of people on stage. And as I got older, I was like, why is I'm going to keep doing it, you know? I was like, let me do it periodically, or if I don't perform anymore, I pay my dues. But I dealt with craziness. I had people around me saying they Sambo, that when I released it, they got 40 grand, they got money, blah, blah, blah. Don't believe that shit, you know? All my songs are protected. Again, I don't like repeating the same thing over again with some hoodlum trying to press my buttons. I gave no one permission to sample my music or to use it. However, I'm open to those who would like to use it as a songwriter if they contact me directly, signature, and they contact Dove Knight, me, the actual person, not someone else. If someone say they're Dove Knight and they're not really me, that's fraud. But I was harassed for it. When I kept saying it and someone said they were going to tell people not to get me in the industry, try to hinder me, that was so sad. And then they said, oh, I couldn't be. I remember a long time ago they said I couldn't be the lead singer. So I written a song unique about that. You know, it's like judging me by my look, and I was like, that's not what the music industry is for. So I didn't need that. They're trying to make me a broken dreamer. You know, good people, a lot of people out here have dreams, but if you want to make an industry, write your own music, or if you want to use it, then you want to, you like someone's song and you want to use it, then ask them directly. Do things legally. You find that you're better off than trying to make a shortcut. But for my environment, I'm in my home, and I own a home, and, you know, there was those allegations of trespassing, peeping in. I did not allow someone to peep in my home, in my building or otherwise. But the perpetuation continued. I hear them outside talking about me on the inside of my home that I own. Me and my friend Sam are the only ones who are going to live here while I own it. But why is it an allegation? I don't need to hear that. I didn't come to this building to be a victim of perversion, alleged. I say alleged, it's allegations. I don't need to hear somebody's neighbor commenting on me, and I don't even know them. So I'm trying to sell my home as we speak. I hopefully will sell it soon, because I'm, and my friend said, I'm the only one's going to live here until I move. I mind my business, you know. I am an artist, but I'm an intellectual. I don't want to get into nobody else's business. But if they had peeped into my home, they committed a crime. And I didn't have to hear this black racist, a militant racist saying they don't like me hanging out with black, white people. You know, that happens a lot sometimes in the black community, black militant racists. And this is what I'm going to say. That is wrong, morally, ethically wrong. We are all equal, no matter what color or skin we are. You marry and hang out with whoever you want to. I'm very liberal. I believe we are all equal. And we had the civil rights movement with Dr. King who promote love is based on character, not race. So when I see blacks around me saying that to me, some, I say, in nearby, they're ignorant. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with no black racism or no white racism. I heard somebody say, stay with my own kind. I don't want that racist rhetoric around me. There are lots of people who marry outside their race, and it's good. If you prefer to marry within your race, then good for you. Good for you, whoever you. Love does not see color, okay? That's what the civil rights movement was for. We need to get beyond that. If you want to succeed, be a lawyer, doctor, be a successful person, you marry whoever you want to. When I hear African-Americans ignorant who say that these ignorant African-Americans say I should hang out with just black people, they are ignorant, and I consider them someone to stay away from forever. I don't want them coming near me to say that kind of rhetoric. Or white, definitely not white supremacy, and I'm going to tell you about that. White supremacists love to see black-on-black crime because they use it as a crutch to make those statements in comparison that black people are second-class citizens. And black-on-black crime happens a lot. And, I won't say a lot. Because most black people are good. The NAACP, the Civil Rights Movement, we came a long way. Okay? But some black people do not see that what they're doing, because it's hard to be an African-American in this society already. It's hard with racism directly. So don't hurt another black person who's trying to succeed or get jealous or target other black people. When I heard these African-Americans say this about, you know, they need to think, clearly about what they're doing. I'm not a spokesman for the black community. I'm a spokesman for the whole white and black community. And I speak for all races. When I had these criminals, they said they followed me around. I saw them in the car when I was over at West LA getting a shot, and they followed me from the valley. And I was like, what are they doing following me around? And I saw them over again. And I had got restraining orders in the past on some of these people. You know, when I lived there in 2005, you can look on the computer, 2006, 2007. And I didn't want to deal with some crazy person following me around. And these people were revolted, and they were coming over here. And I was like, listen, I did not move to this condo or buy this condo to be a victim or a broken dreamer. Okay? The broken dreamer is when, I just told you. When they said that they make up stories outside, and I'm like, I have to ignore the craziness because these people got mental problems. Because I don't know these people. First of all, I don't know them. So if you don't know somebody, then something is seriously wrong with them. Why are they coming to me, a stranger? You know, we are taught to be strangers, to respect strangers. I got strangers all around me in my building and in my neighborhood. So I be nice to them. I say, and I keep my distance. Because when I was a child, be careful of strangers, no matter what they look like, because they are dangerous people, black, white, and brown, who could do bad things to children or adults. But they are good people, too. Most people are good on this planet. They are good. And these people are, most of the people in this building and area are good. There's just a few who don't know, have something wrong with them because they don't know how to mind their business. So when I'm here, I mind my business. I don't say nothing. I just talk about me. Unless it's something direct. Because how you deal with people directly. If you deal with them directly, come up to them and talk to them, then that's when an interaction happens. And then it's like, okay, then, you're less a stranger. But you might be still a stranger because if I don't know, I say hello or whatever, emergency or whatever, or talk or whatever. Basic common sense, just what this one I'm trying to do. But when a stranger follow me around or say, don't want me to live here, or don't want me to own my home, and this woman said I put her on the street, and I was like, okay, the homeless people around here need to go to a hospital, okay? So they say that to me all the time, and I go outside and walk, Sometimes they don't. I walk around up 20 minutes to get some extra exercise because I can't go to the gym all the time. And I see this, and I was like, why are these people being put in the hospital?
90 seconds.
Don't go up to people you don't know unless you got a mental problem. If you don't have a mental problem, then you know how to stay away and keep to yourself when it comes to strangers. And we should not go by looking at people's skin color and think you already know them, because you don't. We go by character. We don't know what somebody, they could be very beautiful or not beautiful. You don't know what somebody is like on the inside. There's some beautiful people who turn out to be sociopaths. Yes.
60 seconds.
Get to know people by respecting them first. But if you don't know them, stay away. Mind your business. You shouldn't be talking about somebody you don't know. And then I had these people say, they're gonna try to prevent me from getting it. They're going to tell everybody I can't make it. The songs are not mine. I don't own my songs. I'm not going to make it. Then they said they sampled it. Again, these are allegations. I didn't believe not one of them. But if it's true, people are going to find out it's fraud. It's a crime, okay? All right? They just don't want to see. They're trying to take my dreams away. I didn't come to move here to be a broken dreamer. But I don't need that nonsense. I've been through a lot already in my own life. Family has so many tragedies and has so many experiences where I was forced to be with crazy people. And I'm not longer, because when I was young, I had to when I was a child. And I cannot deal with somebody who acts crazy or don't know how to mind their business. So I don't have that capacity like some people do. So when I became a caseworker and I worked in, well, not a caseworker, when I worked in mental health, I couldn't do that for a living. So I'm already, I was chewed up and spit out. I couldn't do that because I already had so many experiences, my own personal experiences. So in my neighborhood, I'm trying to just do my own thing. But when someone look at me, it's like, oh, I want to press his buttons. I'm going to make him angry. He's sensitive. That's sick. I don't need that. My health, while I was healthy, could be affected by that physically. Not, you know, mentally I'm like, okay, I want to do this, I want to do that. So I have to find another place to live. I do. But I didn't come here to be a broken dream or a victim. Victim means harassment, trespassing, targeting. That's exactly what I experienced, I felt. But I just keep just finding a place. Some people say, man, you should just move and then you'll be okay, because if you move to another area, you'll be fine. And I was like, yeah, I am. Most people, he said, if he would, somebody said they lived in my, where I was and experienced the same thing, they would have sold the place already. I said, I have to be careful because I can't just sell it. I'm not rich. You know, I have to find another place. And, you know, that's not what I need to do. And it happens so much. I mentioned it in previous podcasts, so I don't need to go over it. But as far as the broken dreamer thing, if you got a dream to do something, you know, if you got to write the songs, protect it. So when I play my keyboard, it's like I'm trying to write a song. I have to protect it, you know. But, yeah, it happens a lot in the industry from what I've heard, you know, all these lawsuits. But I haven't reached that level. I never did. And my dream, it's like a lottery system to make it. It's so hard. It's so hard to do it. You have to be lucky in some ways. But it didn't happen. But when someone said they sampled it, I didn't give nobody's, or used it, or ID theft. That's not right. That's not right. But I don't believe it. My dream didn't happen. And that's sad. That's horrific. All those years I put into it, but there's nothing I can do. It's like most people who come out to L.A., it's just it's hard to get to. That's just the reality of it, but I still have to believe that it can happen. So don't take someone's dream away. I didn't come here to be a broken dreamer either. Okay, L.A., well, anyway. Oh, yeah, the race, you know. It's important. Like, I like to track people who are good and positive or quiet into their own selves. I don't want to track no crazy person, no, don't know how to mind their business, or some bigoted person, some racist person, or somebody making up stories that I put on the street. I never owned an apartment, but I never had tenants until I moved to my home now. So when someone say that, that person's delusional, okay? So I don't need to deal with that. I don't need to do these lies. So we could be good to people, you know? But I got to move, and I'll be better when I move, out of here. But at the same time, to be around good people, decent people, regardless of where they come from. Don't take someone's dream away. Don't harass somebody. One day at a time. I'm going to be fine, and so will you. Positive situations, positive consequences. Negative situations, stay away from negative people. There are negative people who want to hang around with positive people. No, they cannot. That's what I'm dealing with. Negative people cannot hang around with positive people because they're going to undermine the positive person. I need my privacy. You need your privacy. We all need to just mind our business. I got to move so I can feel more healthier because I own the place. My home is not for people. I'm not to deal with craziness or allegations. My home is for me. But then it's time to sell it for me to leave. Sometimes you have to sell or move to another place so you can feel better. And I said, sometimes movement is necessary. You can't live in a bad area or environment where you're a victim targeting. Like you can't live in a bad neighborhood where they have crime, or you can't live near a mentally unstable neighbor or a mentally unstable people in the environment. You have to move on. And that's where I'm at. It may take some time because I didn't move here to be a broken dream or a victim, to advance myself and better myself. It's good to go for the American dream. Stay away from the dream killers. They are in all forms, black, white, or brown. Doesn't matter what race or religion. And hang out with good people. And good people are black, white, and brown. And that's what I need to do. And continue to go for my dream. Stay away from the dream killers. Good day, good night from Dove Ninth.